Triton High School football coach Patrick Sheehan is with us here on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and Patrick, congratulations. You guys are off to a 4-0 start this year, and I know a lot of us took notice when they saw your very first game result come in, and that was the win over Peabody.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, that was. I thought we were going to be competitive. We knew coming in that we had a competitive team and had some playmakers, and that game showed a lot of heart and character from our guys. We were down 7 points at the half and 7 points with, I think, 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and scored 14 unanswered points, followed by a goal line stand. They had first and goal inside the 10, and we were able to hold them off for the last 4 plays of the game. And it was, you know, showed a lot of character, and that's a testament to the kids.
Yeah. I know since that game you've had 3 other wins to get to that 4-0 mark, which would include Lynn Tech, Ipswich, and Amesbury. And any particular notes out of those games, Coach?
Yeah, sure. They're all, I mean, all different games. We look at each week as its own mini season because, you know, with football, the attrition that happens and injuries, and there's a new team on the field that you're playing with, your own, and a new team that presents new challenges on the opposing sidelines. You know, Ipswich, when we Lynn Tech they got a stud running back in Stefan Gravely, who's a 100-meter state finalist. He's fast, and their quarterback can throw the ball. And defensively, I thought was one of our best games defensively, and special teams played a huge role in that game. Against Ipswich, the defense, again, stepped up big time. I think we held Ipswich to 47 yards of total offense for the game, and the offense made the plays when they needed to. And then, last Friday night against Amesbury, I thought it was a tale of offense and defense, you know, contributing and special teams contributing. Liam Spillane ran for 150 yards. We ran for 270 yards as a team. So the offensive line did a great job against Amesbury, and the defense made the stops when necessary. There were some things that we need to clean up, and I think Amesbury, they came to play, and we're going to have our hands full with a tough Newburyport on Friday night.
All right, I want to follow up on Newburyport in just a moment, but let me ask you about some of your players. Let's begin with the offense. You mentioned the offensive line. You know, I'd love to hear some of those names, and then as well as some of the skilled players and their roles and how you see them completing and fulfilling your game plan offensively.
Sure, I think offensively, we're just tough to handle because of our versatility offensively. Offensive line, and it starts with the offensive line. If we can't establish a line of scrimmage and run the football or protect our quarterback, we're going to be in for a long season. But the offensive line has done a great job, and we've had to plug some guys in. Starting, we have two senior captains on the offensive line at left guard and left tackle, John Falaska and Kenny Shute. Kenny Shute's been injured for the last 3 games. He played in the game against Peabody and did a great job, and we're lucky to have him back. He's coming off an injury, and he'll be back for the Newburyport game. But John Falaska has been steady Eddie over there at the left tackle position. We plugged in some guys. Ryan Farrell's been injured at center, but he's played 2 of our games. And Jack McCarthy, our senior lineman at right tackle, was moved over to center at times when Ryan Farrell's out. We've had Cody Crocker, who's done a nice job, Stephen Particelli, Sean Driscoll. I mean, we haven't gone into a game with the same offensive line yet, and the guys that are coming in are just doing a really nice job. I think we'll be at full staff. Senior Louis Takijan also got injured in the PVD game, and we've been missing him, and hopefully he can get back. We might be back to our full offensive line that we had in our first 3 scrimmages, and it's a real senior-heavy offensive line. And then moving to our skill position, I call them thunder and lightning in the backfield between Louis LaRue, our quarterback, and Liam Spillane, our running back. Liam's probably one of the biggest players on our team by far. He's 2 1/4, and he's over 6 feet tall, and he runs big. He's our thunder, and then lightning, Louis LaRue. He runs the ball at least 10 times a game and can get on the outside. And it really complements our passing game because if you can run the football, you know, teams have to commit to that. And we've got guys on the edges that can hurt you. And Gunnar Gustafson, a receiver, Chris Trotta, a senior receiver, Brian Hughes, and Tommy Lapham at the receiver positions are doing a great job. And then every once in a while we'll throw in tight ends and fullbacks. And Christian O'Brien, who transferred from Newburyport from last year, and Brian Wiedeberg have been filling in those roles quite nicely. So it's a pretty versatile offense, which we're very happy with.
And a quarterback, Patrick, you have?
Louis LaRue.
Okay, I got you. Yep.
And he's as good as a dual threat quarterback as you'll find in the league and in the state. Really, he's fast. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's tough to bring down. And in our offense, where the quarterback makes a lot of decisions, he's doing a nice job for us.
No, absolutely, sounds great. Now, over on the defensive side, I'm sure a lot of the same names go both ways, but maybe just a couple of standout roles defensively for Triton this year.
Yeah, sure. We have a sophomore, Joe Dussault, who's been plugging in on the offensive line, and he's been playing nose tackle for us. He's a big, solid kid that's getting better each week, starting to learn the scheme and his assignment within the scheme. You know, as I mentioned, the receiver, Brian Hughes is one of our receivers, but he's probably our best defensive player. He plays outside linebacker, and he doesn't weigh much. He's probably about 140 pounds soaking wet, but he plays over 200 pounds. He's fast. He's aggressive. He's tenacious. He does a really nice job on defense for us. And then all those guys that I mentioned on the offense who've been plugging in on defense, defensive line, you know, Ryan Farrell and Nick Vines has done a nice job for us. He doesn't get a lot of time on offense, but he's a real aggressive kid on the defensive side of the ball. And Christian O'Brien, as I mentioned, plays some fullback, and he's opposite Brian Hughes at outside linebacker, and he's doing a great job getting better each week.
Well, I'm looking at your schedule. I won't go past Newburyport, but I'm looking past Newburyport. You have a tough road ahead of you coming up, that's for sure, but I won't ask you about that. I'll ask you simply about Newburyport Friday night at their place.
Sure, that's our next season. As I mentioned, we take one game as a mini season on its own, and Newburyport presents some problems. They had a great win against Linfield to open up the season, and they had a great win against Masconomet, which wasn't a shock to me. I think Coach Levine, from what I've seen, has done a really nice job, and he's got some playmakers, starting with their quarterback. I think it's Rob Shea. I don't know his first name. I think it's Rob Shea. He can do. He's, you know, similar to Louis. He's a dual threat quarterback. He can run and he can throw it. Defensively, they're very stout. Defensively, they get after the ball. They're aggressive, and that's gonna be a big test for us Friday night. And we're excited for the challenge.
I have one other question. That is the league, because if you look at the league, like what Masco beat North Reading this past weekend, and you just mentioned another team, Pawtucket continues to win. So, how do you see the rest of the league this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as our league, the next three games are going to be everything for the league. You know, starting with Newburyport, we're not really looking past them at all. But we know, and our kids know, that October is going to be, whether we're in the playoffs or we're not, it's going to be an absolute grind from here on out. There's going to be no rest. There's going to be we're going to need every single one of our 42-man roster, you know, helping out in practice and being ready to go if somebody goes down. We've had injuries in the beginning of the season. We expect to have them in the middle to the end of the season. You know, going from Newburyport to North Reading, which is our home opener for, you know, we haven't played at home and with our new stadium yet in the past 2 years, and then we finish our regular season schedule with Masconomet and then Pawtucket on Thanksgiving. So there's no rest in any of those games. You know, all well coached teams, all teams that can beat any team on any given night, and we're going to take one at a time and start with Newburyport.
All right, Patrick, we appreciate your time. Is there anything I didn't ask you about that you think is important about Triton football this year?
No, I always want to mention my staff. I think I have a phenomenal staff with Ted Flaherty, the former head coach at Ipswich High School in Amesbury, Sean McGilligott, who was the head coach here for a time and then spent some time at Pawtucket, Ryan McCarthy, who was over at Newburyport for a long, long time, Anthony Callahan and Mike Banks and Ken Shute. I mean, it's a real hardworking staff. We work hard, and I just wanted to give them a shout out because they do a great job in getting the kids ready each week.
Gotcha. I'm glad you did that. Well, Patrick, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck the rest of the way. And congratulations to you, the team, and the staff on really a great start, the 4-0 start to the season.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thanks.
Yep. Patrick Sheehan, head football coach at Triton High School. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO NewSports.com.